You're listening to KXT 91.7. I'm Joe Cazera. Guy Clark is Texas singer-songwriter royalty. He's been writing and singing songs for over 40 years. He achieved success as a songwriter with Jerry Jeff Walker's recordings of L.A. Freeway and Desperado's Waiting for a Train. Johnny Cash, David Allan Coe, Ricky Skaggs, just to name a few, have all recorded Guy's songs, and he's written some of the greatest country hits of the 70s. We're very pleased to have him here today at KXT. Guy, welcome.
Oh, thanks. Nice to be here.
So who'd you bring with you today?
This is my dear friend, Verlin Thompson.
Verlin, welcome.
Thanks.
So, Guy, what's the very first song you ever wrote?
It's a song called Step Inside My House, or Step Inside This House, whichever one it is, that Lyle Lovett did.
How old were you when you wrote it?
Oh, late 20s. I'm not sure. I don't really remember. I never did record it or do anything. Lyle discovered it in Houston on an old tape somewhere, I think. And first time I heard him do it, I didn't even know it was my song.
See, you're also a luthier, a master luthier. You make guitars.
Yeah, so I do.
Describe the perfect guitar for me.
Well, I've got it right here in my hand. The body shape is called a triple O body shape. It's 12 frets to the body and a slotted head. And a little wider neck up here at the nut. And it's just something about the shape and balance of it that I find really pleasing.
Would you play a song for us?
Yes, why I'm here.
Great. What song will we hear first?
We'll just start with L.A. Freeway.
Great.
All right. Pack up all your dishes. Make note of all good wishes. Say goodbye to the landlord for me. That son of a bitch has always bored me. Throw out them L.A. papers. Moldy box of vanilla wafers. Adios to all this concrete. Gonna get me some dirt road back street. Get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. Down that road in a cloud of smoke to some land. I ain't bought, and it's here's to you, old skinny Dennis. The only one I think I will miss. I can hear that old bass singing. Gift you'll bring, play it for me one more time now. Got to give it all we can now. I believe everything you're saying. Just you keep on playing. I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without. Cloud of smoke to some land. I ain't bought, and you put the pink card in the mailbox. Leave the key in that old front door lock. They'll find it likely as not. I'm sure there's something we have forgot. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry, babe. Love's a gift that's surely handmade. We got something to believe in. Don't you think it's time we're leaving? I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. Down that road in
a cloud of smoke to some land. I ain't bought, 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 if I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. Down that road in a cloud of smoke to some land. I ain't bought. So pack up all. Make note of all good wishes. Say goodbye to the landlord for me. That son of a bitch has always bored me.
It's L.A. Freeway. It's Guy Clark. He's live with us in the studio today here at KXT 91.7. Just beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Could you give us any behind the scenes about that song, about what went into the writing of that song?
Well, my wife and I were living out in Los Angeles, and I was playing in this little string band, you know, real traditional old-timey music. And we had been playing down in San Diego one night, and it's about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We were driving back to Los Angeles, and I had fallen asleep in the back of this old 53 Cadillac. And as we got closer into town, I just kind of raised up and I looked around, and out of my mouth came, without even thinking about it, man, if I can just get off of this LA freeway without getting killed or caught. A little light bulb went off, you know, and I found a burger sack in my wife's eyebrow pencil and wrote it down right then. Because I, you know, it's the kind of thing, if you don't do that, you will forget it.
Did you keep that sack?
I tore off the part I'd written on, put it in my wallet, and carried it around for about a year before I got around to writing it. But, yeah.
So what's it like to hear someone else like Johnny Cash or David Allan Coe record one of your songs?
Oh, it's wonderful. I think the more the merrier. No, it's really flattering. It's really nice.
In the 90s, you did a series of festival performances with Lyle Lovett. You mentioned earlier John Prine, Joe Ely. What was or what is a guitar pull?
Oh, I always thought it was just a bunch of guys sitting around, or people, not guys, but sitting around with one guitar. Somebody plays a song, next guy pulls it away from him. I don't know what the origin of that is, but that's what it seemed like to me.
Guy, what are some of the greatest songs ever written?
1913 Massacre by Woody Guthrie. That's one of them.
Are there any songs that you could stand to never hear or never play or sing again?
Not really. I mean, I try not to write anything like that. And there's a place for everything, you know.
Verlin, you were kind of laughing. So are there any songs you could never stand to play again?
Oh, no, I think Guy gave the correct answer.
Well, how about another song for us?
Okay, I'll play this song by, as long as I'm right here. This is a song Verlin and I wrote. It's called The Guitar. Town. Something caught my eye and I stopped and turned around. Stepped inside and there I spied, in the middle of it all, was a beat up old guitar that was hanging on the wall. Well, what do you want for that piece of junk? I asked the old man. He just smiled and took it down. He put it in my hand. He said, you tell me what it's worth. You're the one who wants it. Tune it up and play a song, and let's just see what haunts it. So I hit a couple of chords, my old country way of strumming, and then my fingers turned to lightning, man, I never heard it coming. It's like I always knew it, I just don't know where I learned it. There wasn't nothing but the truth, so I just reared back and burned it. Track of time. There was nothing I couldn't pick. Up and down the neck, man, I never missed a lick. Oh, the guitar almost played itself, and there was nothing I could do. It was getting hard to tell just who's playing who. When I finally put it down, I couldn't catch my breath. My hands were shaking and I was scared to death. And the old man finally got up. He said, where in the hell you been? I've been waiting all these years for you to stumble in. And then he took down an old dusty case. He said, go on, pack it up. You don't owe me nothing. And then he said, good luck. There was something spooky in his voice. Something strange on his face, and when he shut the lid, I saw my name was on the case.
The guitar by Guy Clark right here in the studio here at KXT 91.7. Guy, words come first or music come first?
Never the same twice. I don't have any kind of formula about the way I write. Doesn't matter. The point is the song. It doesn't matter how you get there. So.
Well, can we talk into one more song?
Yeah, I wanted to do this song by Townes Van Zandt called If I Needed You. Townes, dear friend of mine for, I don't know, 35, 40 years, and he was living with Susanna and I in the early 70s for a while, and he woke up one morning, came in to get some coffee, and sat down and picked up a guitar and laid a piece of paper on his knee and proceeded to play this song. And I said, wow, man, what a great song. Where'd that come from? And he said, well, I dreamed it last night. He said, I dreamed the whole song, the music, the chords, everything. I woke up, wrote it down, and went back to sleep. And this was the first time I played it. So... And another little note for anybody that might be listening closely, the two names in there, Loop and Lil, agree she's a sight to see. The Loop and Lil were Townes' parakeets. They were, he called them road keets. He always had a sport jacket of some kind. He'd carry them in the inside pockets of his sport jacket, you know.
And they'd stay there.
Yeah, on airplanes, anywhere, you know. Let's see if I can remember. How's this go? If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I'd sail the seas for to ease your pain. In the night forlorn, oh, the morning's born, and the morning shines with the lights of love. You will miss sunrise if you close your eyes, and that would break my heart in two.
Thanks, Guy. That's If I Needed You, as dreamed and written by Townes Van Zandt, performed by his good friend Guy Clark. Guy Clark performs tonight at the Granada Theater and Friday and Saturday nights at the Texas Union Theater in Austin. Check out the concert listings at kxt.org. And while you're there, take a look at our archive of live performances. Guy, thank you so much. It was great.
Oh, thanks.
Verlin,
thanks
thank
for
you,
having
too.
Us.
Thank you.
This is KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.
Very early in the morning.